Hey everyone, welcome back to Authenticated. I just want to follow on from the sign of a Hebrew prophet. So this is part two and it will be short, but Jesus was also saying that you couldn't, you know, they didn't follow, there was the prophets in the Old Testament, and the prophets were marked by God. And as you read in the Bible, the markings of a prophet, or the life of a prophet was, it was very difficult and challenging. Ezekiel was called, their prophets are called to bring people to repentance, to repent and to serve God, or to come back into union with God, or to believe God, right? To have faith in God, right? So they don't call things evil, they don't call things this and that. They've got a spiritual perspective and understanding, and they see everything as good and pure from God, and they see everything as a reflection of the Spirit. And they see the Spirit in all things. So, Holy Ghost, so, Holy Spirit, I'm so sorry, it's just very strong spirit right now. So he's saying that they had the prophets in the Old Testament, right, the scriptures, and they wouldn't follow them. So the prophets were always like, their messages were very hard, but they had to go through hard trials to learn how to hear this, because it was the angel of the Lord and it was invisible, right? The angel of the Lord's Jesus Christ. But in the Old Testament, he was invisible. We didn't have a visible manifestation to follow. We only had him. So in that Old Testament, they had the angel of the Lord, got to learn how to, like, they got to overcome their own mind, their own ego, the thoughts of other people, the world, come out of the world, be separated, and to really, like, be able to hear the Spirit clearly, right? And then so they can obey and preach that right message. And so they always went through these very, you should go and read that up, you know, about Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. See all the prophets in the Old Testament, how the type of life that they had to live, and to in order to be able to hear clearly the Spirit so they could obey the message that they've been given, right? So they can obey the angel of the Lord and speak the message they've been given and have that in accuracy, because a prophet has to be accurate. So and they're a messenger of God, okay? So that's why, and then they're like, and a lot of the people were like, you know, what are you, a prophet? You're not a prophet. Where, you know, rah-rah, who do you think you are? Why are you saying you're a prophet? Rah-rah. So they copped a lot of that as well from the external. Not only did they cop that breaking and that grinding down from the Spirit, from the angel of the Lord himself, to make them obedient so they could hear and be obedient and have the correct message. There can't be an error. So not only do they go through that, they also get it from the outside, the external, where they're like, how dare you be a prophet? And they're in the crushing and the breaking of being by the Lord. And they're like, if you even knew what we were going through right now, you wouldn't even, we don't want to be here. They don't choose themselves, right? So there's that. And then Jesus says, you know, you didn't follow the prophets. And here I am now. And you're trying to test me just the way you used to test them, right? And he says, the only sign you're going to get is going to be, you don't understand the signs of the times. You don't understand when somebody's marked by God. You miss that. And you don't understand how that a prophet in your life is actually to bring you into a season of opportunity and to bring you to head, which means to bring everything to a head, so that way it can be like removed out of your life, so then you can be joined to the head, which is God, and then have an opportune life, believe in opportunity and have a seasoned opportunity, like in your life. So he says, not only do you not recognize somebody that's marked by God, you miss why they're marked and why they're sent to you, right? And you miss why they're actually in your life. They're in your life to bring you into opportunity and to bring you into a new season, right? That's why prophets are sent. And so he says you miss the opportunity, you miss your season as well, and you miss why. So he goes, the only sign you're going to get is a Hebrew prophet, the sign of a Hebrew prophet, Okay, so now you're going to experience what a Hebrew prophet has to experience. That's the sign. You're now going to get the sign of a Hebrew prophet and go through what a Hebrew prophet has to go through in order to have, to be a vessel, to be emptied out, to be a messenger, to carry the spirit, to have the fire, to be able to be like, you know, yielded to the angel of the Lord and to be able to bring the message of as a prophet. So it says you couldn't distinguish why the prophets, why they're prophets. You were instead wanting to be one. And you missed why they were in your life to bring you into a new opportunity, take you into a new season. It was an opportunity of a lifetime to have a new season in your life, a new life. So he says you missed that. So now the only sign that you're going to get is that you're going to also get the sign of the prophet, which is that testing. So it was there, they thought they were testing, but now they're going to be tested by fire, because what he does is he gives them the spirit. So he says, okay, so that's what you want. You get the spirit. So here's the spirit, which is fire. Therefore, you'll be tested by fire, which is tested by the spirit, which will then be able to give you power and empower you, give the ability, make you strong and capable, and then you will understand somebody who's marked by the spirit, who's marked by God, and then you will understand the times and seasons. You'll understand when an opportunity is there, why it's there, what's it there for, and you'll also be sent into other people's lives to bring them into their new season and to do the same thing, and so on and so forth. So he's saying that, and so then he leaves them. He goes, and then it says that Jesus left them. So Jesus then leaves them, and he leaves them with the spirit. And then it's like they're left in the lurch. They don't know what's happening. They're left behind. They feel like they're left behind. They've fallen short as well. They've got no one to follow. They can't follow any prophet. It's like the Lord, all they've got is the angel of the Lord and what he leads them to and what the spirit then wants them to experience, just like the prophets. Just like the prophets in the Old Testament, they might have known, they could have gone to the synagogue, they could have gone and done this and done that, but they didn't. They were only allowed to do what the spirit of the Lord allowed them to do, the angel of the Lord. And it's the same in this age, and that is what's being given out. Amen. So anything else, Jesus, before I do this, so I'm not doing a part three. So it's a sign of the times, which is the spirit. So there was also that seasoning. So that everybody wanted the spirit, they think they want the spirit until the spirit comes, and they recognize the spirit isn't about, the spirit is for to bring people into new seasons and opportunities. So if you can follow the prophet and just enjoy your season and your opportunities and that, then, but if you want that more of a sign, or you want to be a sign, for example, you want to be in public view, things like that, or you want to be like the channel that pours out in people's lives, for example, that word chasm, which is storm, so a channel, where people are without the spirit, you're pouring out. So there's a gap. That's what the gap is. So you fill the gap, or there's an opening in people's lives, and so they don't have anyone pouring out in their lives. So you'll be that channel that pours out in their lives. But before that can all take place, the spirit is given first, and then the spirit will have to train you, test you, to teach you how to recognize those who are marked, and to also train and teach you season times and seasons, because you need to know the times and seasons of the Lord. You need to know when it's time, when things are coming to a head, when it's opportunity, who, why you sent, who sent this, that. Okay, spirit will teach you all that. So yeah, he says the adulterous and evil generation who are calling things that, hey, I went through all, I'm not going to go through it again, but left behind, left in the lurch, fallen short, no prophet, so they couldn't follow the prophets, they couldn't just follow Jesus simply, they wanted more, so now they've got given their mark with the spirit, and now the spirit forcefully causes them to, now they're marked, they can't get away from that spirit, so there's a, he doesn't leave them. So the spirit's with them now, and they've got to learn how to, they're molded into the prophet. because that's who gets the that's who gets to be that channel. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. Bye.